Welcome to AM Best Audio.
According to a new AM Best report, the workers' compensation segment continues to outperform every other line of business in the U.S. property casualty industry, bolstered by ongoing declines in loss frequency and favorable reserve development. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and we're joined today by two of the authors of a new Best Market Segment report, aptly titled, Workers' Compensation's Winning Streak Continues, Associate Director David Blades and Senior Industry Research Analyst Chris Graham. So, Chris, what's setting workers' comp apart from the rest of the PC industry?
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me. Yeah, there's a lot going on with workers' comp. We'll break it down into the components we talked about as we go through the lost time frequency and the reserves. But where you see it in the results, the loss ratio is far better. The combined ratio is 15 points better than the rest of the PC industry. And then you throw on top of that the longer tail for the payout means there's more economic income of the reserves as you're getting investment income on them. So the operating ratio for workers' comp is 15 points better than the rest of the industry, and it's leading to significant income for the entire line.
You mentioned reserves. It's safe to assume then that reserves are playing a role in the positive results.
Reserves are playing a big role in the positive results. The line had a $6 billion, almost $7 billion reserve takedown during the year. So that's all income in the calendar year for the line. So that's where you're looking at the loss ratio being much better than the rest of the industry. As a matter of fact, the reserves for workers' comp, the reserve takedown was greater than the rest of the industry as a whole. So basically what you're looking at there is, other than workers' comp, the industry had reserve increases. Workers' comp was sufficient enough to outperform the rest of all property insurance, property casualty insurance lines together.
What have you been noticing in regards to lost time claims frequency?
Claims frequency has had a long-term downward trend, other than a couple spikes that we saw coming out of the Great Recession and coming out of the pandemic in 2020. There's a lot going on that makes workers' comp safer. The work environment is safer because of improvements in technology. And then there's medical advances that allow workers to return to work faster. So, when you have an injured worker, the workers' compensation insurance might not kick in on the first day that the worker misses time. So you get a faster return to work. You're not going to have the lost time claims for a lot of these workers. So all these factors considered, we continue to see a decline in workplace injuries and work and lost time claims, and eventually, I guess you would hit a spot where you can't go any lower. But it seems like we're not there yet, so there's still room for even more.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
David, along those lines, medical severity remains low for an amazingly long time, since 2009, as a matter of fact. How is that contributing to the results?
Yeah, well, like you said, medical severity has definitely been consistent for a long time, as has indemnity severity overall. From a medical severity standpoint, there have been a few different things that have kind of factored into it. You've got state fee schedules that have helped overall to keep costs down. Like Chris mentioned, there are also different initiatives that insurance companies and their commercial policyholders have undertaken to really kind of hone in on some of the costs. We just mentioned, you know, some of the return to work policies, return to work initiatives, workplace safety, and some of those initiatives that the insurance companies have worked with their insureds have definitely, you know, helped keep costs down. And what that's done over time is that since loss development factors generally take into account 20 years worth of experience, the fact that medical severity has been trending lower than the consumer price index and even the medical consumer price index over time, what we've seen is that the reserves that have been put up for those 20 years worth of data, they've proven to be relatively conservative. So as those reserves get taken down and that money comes into income, it helps to improve the calendar year results for workers' compensation. So medical severity, really, you know, because of the work that the insurance companies have done from a loss control perspective and how they've partnered with their commercial policyholders, that's really had a good impact on them from a profitability perspective, from an overall standpoint for the workers' comp industry.
So, David, is it all unicorns and rainbows, or are there some challenges ahead for workers' comp?
Well, I think there are definitely things that we're looking at that could be challenges for workers' comp. Again, workers' compensation is definitely subjected to factors, you know, in terms of impacting the economy. And when we look at, you know, workers' compensation, obviously the premium for workers' compensation is generated off payroll. So when you look at the fact that earlier this year we've seen unemployment creeping up a little bit, couple that with the fact that rates have been going down for a while, and that could have an impact on overall workers' compensation premiums to offset, obviously, or to pay for the losses. So if we see trends going in that direction where it's having a material impact on workers' compensation insurers, that's something that could produce somewhat of a headwind. We talked earlier about medical severity and those trends. If we were to see any kind of negative trends in terms of loss severity or loss frequency, that could have a negative impact on workers' compensation as well. Another thing is those purely psychological injuries, things like PTSD, and not just for first responders, but there's legislation that's looking to expand or amend state laws with regards to those types of injuries. And the more that the onus for those types of injuries can be put on commercial insureds with regards to it being, you know, occupational disease and that are coming from those types of injuries, I think that's something that could have a negative impact from a claim and loss perspective on workers' compensation companies, so on workers' compensation insurers. So that's something we're also looking at in terms of a potential negative. But there's no question, as Chris said, workers' compensation has definitely been the leading line from a profitability standpoint for the property casualty industry. And right now, it looks like that has been sustainable for a while. And right now, even with these potential headwinds, we don't see anything on the horizon that's really going to knock workers' compensation off its track.
Thanks, David. Chris?
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
That was Associate Director David Blades and Senior Industry Research Analyst Chris Graham. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.